Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue being with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. This is that day when I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, and today I want to talk to you about what's going to be going on when the economy gets going again. You know, folks, these are rough days on Main Street. Business owners, all of you out there, including me, experiencing extreme stress and anxiety. Unprecedented it is in cause, abruptness, velocity, and impact. And just now, we're dealing with a 1-2 punch to our lives and our livings. The first blow was from a novel coronavirus pandemic, and the second was from the shutdown response to it. That shutdown response, however necessary and however politically variable, that shutdown has dealt a devastating financial blow to millions of small firms. And as the arc of the disease danger seems to be descending, business owners are increasingly struggling with an unprecedented internal conflict I've termed owner's choice. Having to daily reassess the risk of a deadly disease against the ongoing damage to their family's financial future. It's somewhat cathartic to allow that we and our leaders are not supposed to have all the answers in dealing with this novel adversity, but that sentiment is productive only if it helps us focus our energy away from blame and toward whatever is next. And from today forward, that whatever is next thing is what should be on all of our minds, on the minds of every small business owner. Specifically, do you believe there's a chance that you'll still be serving customers on January 1, 2021? Well, since you're still with me, I'm going to take your answer to be yes. I'm going to survive by winning. In focusing on what's next for our win versus survival strategy, the book Who Moved My Cheese comes to mind by legendary business philosopher Dr. Spencer Johnson. And I hope you'll allow me to connect the author's dots to ours. Johnson's book stands out these days because of how it presents change, dramatic, abrupt, even existential. Does that sound familiar? Well, Dr. Johnson introduced us to four mouse characters who showed up every day at the same spot where they'd always found the same cheese. Then one day, literally overnight, their cheese wasn't there. Not a crumb. OMG. What happened next, folks, is our pandemic lesson. Two of the characters, the first two, continued their former cheese acquisition practices and kept returning to the old spot, even though no cheese was ever found there again. Well, you can imagine what happened to them. The second two, immediately accepted that things had changed. Cheese acquisition was never going to be the same again. And so they set off in search of the new place where cheese might be found. Now notice that the last two characters didn't go looking for new cheese. They looked for the new place where they could find cheese. Consequently, they survived because they adapted to change that first revealed itself as adversity. Oh, by the way, it turns out that the cheese in the new place, it was better than the old stuff. Dr. Johnson's story has never been more relevant and powerful than today. So going forward, post-pandemic, there are two kinds of businesses that are going to be going forward. The first kind is the kind that will fail because they'll try to operate next December just like they did last December in the old place where they found cheese once upon a time. And the second kind of business that will be post-pandemic is the kind that will survive and thrive because they accept that their marketplace has been turned on its ear, causing new food acquisition practices to be necessary. Well, there are two expectation questions that you must ask yourself today about the future of your business. The first question is, do I expect to be in business in 2021? Well, you already answered that question. Remember, you're still with me. And the second question is, what will post-pandemic customers expect from my business? What are they going to expect me to do for them in September or November or December or next January? What are they going to expect from me? Well, Dr. Johnson might have put it another way. How or where will my customers move my cheese? My catchy term for this new cheese in a new location era is what I call the new regular. You've heard me say this before, because for my perch folks, the concept of normal was ejected from our orbit on March 1st, 2020. There's nothing normal going on around these days. One of the cool things about Main Street capitalism, my friends, is that there's an almost infinite number of ways to do business. There are niches of niches. So there's neither the room or the time or the words to cover all the variations in our post-pandemic new regular. But the good news is that regardless of what customers purchase from you pre-pandemic, they're still likely to want and need those same things. And as the expert in your niche, you know what those things are. However, this is really important, my friends, the trail signs to your new cheese place will be less familiar because of how customer expectations and behavior will be altered by the pandemic experience. So consider these new regular breadcrumbs. I'm hoping that they will lead you to survival and beyond. Here's the first one. This is your new regular breadcrumbs. Customer expectations for how you connect to them, communicate with them, and call on them will be different. You have to conform and comply quickly. The next one to think about is how customers expect you to deliver goods and services will be different. You have to make adjustments and in some cases charge for customization. The next one, marketing and advertising response behavior will be different. How they react to your marketing efforts, your advertising efforts, they won't be the same. You have to test. You're going to have to test. It will be essential that you test. The next one, prospects and customers will have new technology and online expectations. Investment and training for these will be non-negotiable. The next one, customers will favor companies that didn't ghost them during the lockdown. Make contact today with your customers and your prospects with thought leadership and support. In most cases, selling comes later. Here's another one. Businesses that demonstrate character, leadership, and values during the pandemic will be rewarded. You'll be rewarded for demonstrating your character and your values. Remember what Ecclesiastes taught us. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. Folks, over the next 12 to 18 months, these other factors will transmogrify into the new regular. If you continue to operate with pre-pandemic principles and strategies, you'll find your cheese acquisition efforts will be limited. You'll become irrelevant. But if you make necessary adjustments based on new regular customer expectations and behaviors, you'll survive and thrive. And who knows, maybe you'll even find new opportunities that did not exist post-pandemic. Post-pandemic customers, my friends, have your cheese, and they're moving it to a new place. Seek, find, and survive. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 After. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.